KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Lots of high school sports around the area. Last night, Atlantic hosting its cross-country invitational at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club yesterday. About 800 or 900 runners participating in all the different levels. In the varsity action last night, on the girls' side, Rebecca Topham of Griswold was the individual champ as she cut the finish line, about 1:10 before the nearest competitor. That was Madison Waymeyer of Dallas Center Grimes, a pretty good runner in her own right. She placed second. Michelle Mum of Tri-Center placed third. Mackenzie Hulsing of Southwest Iowa was fourth. And Dominique Fleming of Winterset placing fifth. Also, some other local notables. Missouri Valley's Alexis Cook was sixth. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic placing seventh last night. Harlan's Mercedes Mayberry was 12th. Also, Griswold had Leah Lappy place 18th last night. And also for Exira EHK, Emily Kopic was 28th in last night's meet. Savannah Sorensen placed 36th for the Atlantic girls. Team competition, the winning team is Winterset. They go out with 97 points to win it. Harlan, the runner-up, with a 134 total. Lewis Central had 144 points for third place. Abraham Lincoln with 147 points placing fourth. Dallas Center Grimes with a 185 total was fifth. St. Albert, Shenandoah Essex, Glenwood, Griswold, and Creston round out the top 10, followed by Atlantic, Tri-Center, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Clarinda, Logan Magnolia, ADM, Denison, Red Oak, Trainer, Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson, and Boyer Valley rounding out the team totals. In the boys' side of the varsity race last night, Cooper McDermott of Creston was the individual champ as he posted a victory over Brian Collinson of Thomas Jefferson as he was less than a half a second behind. Chris Brace of Harlan was third, Eldon Warner of Thomas Jefferson fourth, and Josh Berger of ADM placing fifth. Some other area notables last night, Jake Weber of Boyer Valley placing seventh in that meet, Philip Soranko of Harlan placing 11th, Red Oaks' Josh Sundberg placing 15th. For Riverside, Tim Brink was 17th. Also, Missouri Valley's Drew Pauly placed 21st, right ahead of Brady Ryan of Riverside, who was 22nd. Atlantic's Josiah Williams led his team with a 33rd place finish in last night's meet. Team winner was Thomas Jefferson. They win it with 84 points. Harlan with 95, the runner-up. Shenandoah, 125 for third. Boyer Valley had 161 points for fourth place, while Creston was fifth with a 165 total. Rest of the top 10 includes Dallas Center Grimes, Riverside, St. Albert, Winterset, and Denison. That was followed by Red Oak, ADM, Logan Magnolia, Abraham Lincoln, Tri-Center, Atlantic was 16th, Lewis Central, then Griswold, Clarinda, Trainer, and Sergeant Bluff Luton in the team competition last night. In high school volleyball around the region last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Shenandoah defeating Atlantic 3-1. Glenwood beat Creston 3-1. Lewis Central over Denison 3-0, while St. Albert was a 3-1 winner over Red Oak. In Western Iowa conference play, IKM Manning beating Griswold 3-0. Missouri Valley over Audubon 3-2. Logan Magnolia swept 3 from Riverside. Tri-Center beat AHST in 3. Trainer swept 3 from Underwood. In Rolling Valley conference play, it was Adair Casey over Woodbine 3-2. Exira EHK outlasting Boyer Valley 3-2. Glenn Ralston swept 3 from Cam last night. Also, Lennox beat Orient Maxburg 3-1. Nishnabotna over Essex 3-1. And Stanton beat Fremont Mills 3-1. Well, in high school football tonight, we'll be bringing you the Griswold at Riverside matchup this evening here on KJAN. Both those teams are trying to position themselves for the playoffs, and they could both use the victory. Griswold comes into the game 4-2 overall. They're 3-1 in district play, while Riverside sits at 3-3 overall. They're 2-2 in district action. Our high school football coverage will get underway this afternoon at 4:45 with Trojan Preview. That's our weekly visit with Atlantic head coach Nick Ross. We'll continue our high school football coverage tonight at 6 o'clock with Who's Gonna Win as we try to pick the winners of some area football games. Our football Friday night pregame show gets underway at 6:30 this evening. You'll hear from both coaches at that time as we get ready for the broadcast, and then we'll kick it off at 7 o'clock from Oakland this evening. Chris Parks will join me for the call of the football game, and you can listen in live here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. We stream live our audio on KJAN.com. You can also listen on your smartphone with the free KJAN app for your iPhone or Android. Make sure you download it today. And you can watch the Griswold at Riverside game on your computer, even if you can't make it to the game, by tuning into our TV page at KJAN.com. That'll be our featured streaming live video tonight on KJAN TV. Now, some plenty of other football matchups around the region tonight. In addition to the Griswold-Riverside matchup in District 8 in Class A tonight, AHST has an important date on the road at East Mills. Also, Underwood is at Logan Magnolia. Some other matchups around the region tonight in Class A in District 7. Audubon is at home against Woodward Academy. Guthrie Center visits Martinsdale St. Mary's. In 1A football, District 8, Trainer is at Nottoway Valley. Tri-Center hosting Missouri Valley, and Panorama visits West Central Valley tonight. In 2A play in District 8, it'll be Shenandoah hosting Clarinda Academy. Kemper Catholic at home against Otibolt Arthur BCIG. Clarinda is hosting Greene County, and Red Oak visits St. Albert tonight. In Class 3A action, Atlantic is at home against Perry tonight, the final home game for the Trojans this season. Glenwood plays at Creston. Harlan has a showdown on the road at Lewis Central, while ADM is at Newton tonight. Also in 8-man action this evening in District 6, Adair Casey is at home against East Green this evening. Also in District 7 play, Exira EHK has a non-district date on the road at Southwest Valley. Also, Arweva is at West Harrison. Coon Rapids Bayard plays at Glidden Ralston, and Charter Oak Ute visits Boyer Valley. And in District 8 tonight, Cam is on the road at Stanton. Essex visits Sydney, and Nishnabotna will host Fremont Mills in action tonight. Well, the New York Giants played one of their two best games of the season last night. Still wasn't enough, though, as they can't avoid their first 0-6 start in 37 years. Jay Cutler threw two touchdown passes to Brandon Marshall, and the Chicago Bears intercepted Eli Manning three times in a 27-21 win over the Giants. Marshall had both of his scoring grabs in the second quarter to help the Bears build a 27-14 lead. Cutler was 24 of 36 for 262 yards and no interceptions as the 4-2 Bears ended a two-game skid. Manning was picked off on the Giants' first two possessions. Tim Jennings returned the second interception 48 yards for the game's first touchdown. His second interception of the night came with a minute 54 left to clinch the win for Chicago. Brandon Jacobs became the first Giant to rush for more than 55 yards this season. He finished with 106 yards and two TDs on 22 carries. That marked the first time New York had allowed fewer than 31 points all year, but still it wasn't enough. 8th-ranked Louisville improved to 6-0 despite an off night by Teddy Bridgewater in college football last night. The Cardinals intercepted four passes and sacked Gary Nova eight times in a 24-10 win over Rutgers. Safety Calvin Pryor led Louisville's stifling effort with 14 tackles and an interception as they held the Scarlet Knights to 240 yards. Well, the American Athletic Conference has extended its agreements with the Beef O'Brady's Bowl in St. Petersburg, Florida, as well as the BBVA Compass Bowl in Birmingham, Alabama for 6 years, starting in 2014. The American also agreed to a deal to send teams to the Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth, Texas, and the Sheraton Hawaii Bowl in Honolulu in alternating years for 6 years, starting in 2014. The American is also close to announcing new bowls at Marlins Park in Miami, Boca Raton, Florida, and the Bahamas. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has decided that football games and other sports will go on at the military service academies this weekend and continue through the end of the month, despite the partial government shutdown. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says that Hagel will reassess the issue later this month if Congress has still not passed a budget to fund the federal government. Last week, the Pentagon allowed the academies to play their weekend games, but officials were not sure that future games would go on. The games are largely paid for with funds that come from outside sources and are not approved through Congress. Minnesota Gophers football coach Jerry Kill has taken an open-ended leave of absence from the team to focus on treatment and management of his epilepsy. Kill had to miss the last game at Michigan when he suffered a seizure at home that morning and was unable to travel with the team. Defensive coordinator Tracy Clays will be the acting head coach for Kill, who has had five seizures on game days in his career. Minnesota has a bye this Saturday. Well, the Detroit Tigers relied on a couple of their stalwarts as they advanced to the American League Championship Series for the third consecutive year. Justin Verlander tossed eight brilliant innings, and Miguel Cabrera hit a two-run homer as the Tigers downed the Athletics 3-0 in Oakland last night. Verlander had a no-hitter until Yoenis Cespedes singled up the middle with two outs in the seventh. Verlander retired the first 16 batters before Josh Reddick worked out a one-out walk in the sixth inning. Cabrera's blast put the Tigers ahead 2-0 in the fourth, two innings after Victor Martinez scored on Omar Infante's grounder. Martinez had three of Detroit's eight hits as he finished the five-game series with a .450 average. Joaquin Benoit made it interesting with two outs in the ninth, allowing a base hit before Cespedes got hit, but he closed out the series by getting Seth Smith to fly to right field. A's starter and loser Sonny Gray left the game in the sixth inning, charged with three runs on six hits and four walks. The Tigers now head off to Boston. They'll take on the Red Sox in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series, which is scheduled for tomorrow night. Well, carpets were still drying out from a champagne bath, and a few players looked bleary-eyed after a workout at Busch Stadium. A day after advancing, there wasn't much time to rest for the St. Louis Cardinals. The Los Angeles Dodgers don't have home field advantage in the National League Championship Series, but they got a few extra days to savor early postseason success. No telling which side will benefit, the team on a roll or the team coming off a break, entering Game 1 tonight. Joe Kelly, who flourished as a replacement starter with St. Louis, opposes Zach Greinke in the opener. The staff aces won't go until later in the best-of-seven series, with the Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw set for Game 2 and the Cardinals' Adam Wainwright ready for Game 3. The Cardinals will again be without cleanup man Alan Craig, who was out of town Thursday seeing a specialist for his foot injury. In basketball news, Iowa State has been picked to finish fourth in the Big 12 preseason poll. It's the highest the Cyclones have been picked in the poll since 2000-2001, when Iowa State was also picked fourth and went on to win the league title. The Cyclones were picked to finish behind Kansas and Oklahoma State, which were picked to win the league, and Baylor. Kansas State and Oklahoma State were tied for fifth in the poll. West Virginia, Texas, Texas Tech, and TCU round out the poll. The Cyclones open up their regular season November 10th against UNC Wilmington. A few coaches have embraced senior transfers, like Iowa State's Fred Hoiberg. He might have one of his best ones yet in former Marshall point guard DeAndre Kane. The Cyclones will fill one of their guard positions with yet another one-and-done player in Kane. He averaged 15.1 points and 7 assists for Marshall last season and earned second-team All-Conference USA honors. Iowa State's hopes for a third straight NCAA tournament bid rest in part on Kane's ability to lead a revamped roster. Hoiberg says Kane is a versatile player who will see time at point and shooting guard. Iowa State, picked fourth in the Big 12 preseason poll, will get started next month. In the NHL last night, it was Carolina beating Washington 3-2, Colorado blanked Boston 2-0, Columbus beat Buffalo 4-1, Tampa Bay over Florida 7-2. It was Phoenix doubling up Detroit 4-2, Toronto beat Nashville 4-0, Minnesota 2-1 over Winnipeg, Montreal 4-1 over Edmonton, Anaheim shut out New York's Rangers 6-0, and it was San Jose beating Vancouver by a 4-1 final. And in racing news, Jeff Gordon has won the pole for the fifth leg of NASCAR's Chase for the Championship, Saturday night's Bank of America 500 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Gordon turned a lap at 194.308 miles per hour as he edges Kevin Harvick for his ninth pole at Charlotte, the second most in track history. Gordon enters the weekend fourth in the Chase standings. He's 32 points behind leader Matt Kenseth, and there are six races left. Greg Biffle qualified third, followed by Jimmy Johnson and Casey Kane. For the time being, NASCAR is allowing Travis Quappel to compete in Saturday night's race at Charlotte Motor Speedway, despite his arrest on misdemeanor assault on a female and false imprisonment charges. NASCAR said Thursday it does not condone Quappel's actions and will monitor the situation as it develops. Quappel was arrested Tuesday night and is due in court on November 19th. Quappel is qualified 41st for Saturday's race. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.